Okay, we're picking up from Lamed Dalet. I'm at Aleph, a few lines down. Okay, guys, we're I think the fifth line down here in the Gemara Maskev of Reb Zeira. So we just explained that the reason why the Shomer will be entitled to the Kefil is because there was this deal from the original giving over, depositing of the Pikadon. There was this deal that was made that in the event that it's stolen and the Shomer is willing to pay, so Lemafreya, he becomes the rightful owner of the animal. So that means that Lemafreya, the owner, the Shomer already owns the animal from the time he received it, originally from the Bible. So the Gemara asked the obvious question, even the gizos and the vlad, even the shearings and the offspring that come from the animal, from the time that he received it, from the time that the shomer received it from the owner, should belong to the shomer. And lo matzinu, we didn't find that anywhere, that the Mishnah is telling us that not only is he getting the kefil, he's also getting all of the shearings and everything. He could have had this animal for 12 months, right? You could have a bunch of babies, you could have a lot of wool. So what's the next word of the Gemara? Pesach. What's the last word on the line there? Aleph, Lamed, Mem, Hey. Alama. Excellent. Excellent. Not Alma. Okay. Don't do it Alma. Alama with the Hey. It's Alama. Why do we have the following price? The Tanya, the price says, except for the Giza and the Vlados. So the price is telling us that, no, when the owner gives over the animal retroactively to the shomer, that's not including the gizos and the bones. Why not? If it works, it works. Yeah. So now, that's the chance. The Gemara says, "Now Ella Amar Reb Zeira Nasik Omer Lo Chutz Migizos Evel Doseh." The Gemara says, you know, because it's Ki'ilu, he made this original tonight. He made the owner made this sale with this stipulation that in the event that this happens, you're going to own it, but you're going to have everything except for the gives and the blows. So the Gemara asked the application, "My Pascha, how did you decide to make this broad sweeping understanding that every time an owner gives over the animal, he's going to give it over in this way, except for the gives and the blows?" Okay, how does Rashi explain this Pascha? How does Rashi, man, explain Pascha? And someone tell me, in light of Rashi earlier on the Amud, the Nasik Omerlo, what's going on? If you remember, I'll start you off from the beginning. We spoke out on Thursday. Rashi had to explain it. There's an implied question here in the early Rashi, Diyakim Rashi. The Rashi there says, the kimlu l'rabban and the nichlu l'bayam she'batuch b'ker. Amanas she'safik kefa la'osadavu. Rashi says that, Rashi asked the kasha, how does Chazal understand that every owner, when he gives over, he's like a pushy, can you hold this for me? He has this whole complicated tanai in his mind that we have a right to. So every time a guy gives over something to a shomer to watch, he makes this deal that al manas that's going to happen. How do you know the guy wants to do that? Maybe he doesn't want to do it. So Rashi said early kibul the rabbanan. That's a pushy to understanding. That's human nature. A person would rather be guaranteed to get his keren back and potentially lose the kefil. So Chazal have their right to make that as a clear statement. Chazal say, listen, every time you give something over, you want to be protected, you're going to get your Karen back. So if the guy is guaranteeing your Karen, you're willing to waive any future rights. Yeah? That's what Rashi said up to now. So what's bothering, in light of that, what's bothering the Gemara right now? I'm going to call him Pesach, yeah?
Is that now, in terms of the photos of the Zosei, then his diet is not on that?
So that's the Kasha. My Psoka, how do you know that everybody, that Adam should die to Lachnos Kefil in Yavo, they ain't die to Lachnos Havlados. Who told you that a person is willing to be Machnia the Kefil, not the Vlados? Who told you? You told me a person would rather get his Karen back, he'd rather get the principal, and he'll waive, you know, maybe extras that he might get. Okay, so maybe he'll also waive the Vlados. Yeah, you're going to say that? Good. Chloris, that's the Gemara's Kach. The Gemara answers. Stama de milsa, no, shivcha de asa ma'alma, of it inchi de makni, shivcha de migufal, of it inchi de makni. A shevach, says the Gemara, is stama. That is a clear, fair assumption. That shevach, any type of improvement that's going to come, me'alma, that's coming from the outside, that's not the actual part of the animal, that a person is willing to be makni. He's willing to part with that. But a shevach that's from the guf of the animal, which is actually the animal itself, that a person is not willing to part with. So that's why a person, right, is not very good. It's true that it's extra in a certain way, right? It's what the animal produces. It's not the actual principle of the cow. It's what the cow is producing. It's the milk, or in this case, the vlados, or it's the offspring, or the shearings. But since it's coming from the actual animal itself, a person won't be able to give that up. And that's a clear assumption. Gemara says, yeah, we have the right to make a broad sweeping assumption. That's what people want to do. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. So this is all one mahalach in explaining how the deal works, right? What was our original kasha? We started with a lam gimel on the base. Ein ad mak davar shelo baloilam. So how is the owner exactly being makne over to the shomer, the kefal b'chulei, when it's a davar shelo baloilam? We don't know that it's happening. So the Gemara first answer was it happened as a deal l'mafreya. He was makne everything at the time of the original deal, at the time that the shomer was set up. He was makne everything. Okay, it was with the Tanaya that if it happens, l'mafreya is going to be chal ne'achshut. New answer. Ika da'amri, amar rava, nasa ki'omri l'licha shetignav, l'licha shetiganev, v'tirtza v'deshameni samach l'gnevasa, k'viri l'cha. The Gemara gives a similar but different answer. Says, Rava, you know what's going on here? I'm not being maknit to you l'mafreya, says the Bailam. I'm telling you that in the event that this happens, that it gets stolen, you're willing to pay, I'll be makne the animal to you an hour before it gets stolen. Everything's great. I don't have to say it's going all the way back to l'mafreya. But on the other hand, I can do it at a time where I'm still able to be makne to you. So an hour before it's stolen, right, when it's still in your possession, in my possession, you can make a kinyan, everything's good. In other words, it's mine to be makne. You have the right to make a physical kinyan on it. It's in your chutzah or whatever. You can make a kinyan, and then you... The Gemara says, "My benai, what's the nafkamina? Ikebenayu kushu derbi zera." So number one, nafkamina is kushu derbi zera. What was the zera's kasha? If you're being marked to the animal to the shomer, so everything that happened up until now should belong to the shomer. That's obviously not shver now. Why is it not shver, Elimeir? Why is it not shver according to the ikedamri? Because Manny.
There was no time in between what got stolen and what you acquired.
There was what? Right, meaning that you only acquired it right before it got stolen. So that's it. And a chanav, what do you want? There's no reason for the last 11 months you have to give all the shearings back. No, that belonged to the owner the whole time. So that's the obvious nafkamina. The Gemara says, inami tekaime ba'agam. What happens if it happens to be, just so happens to be, that hour, that time right before, it's la dafkam, it means a little bit of a time before, right, samach l'nigabasa, that time period, right before it was stolen, was in an agam. If it's in an agum, you don't have kinyin chatzer, says Rashi. Right? And Rashi explains that the original mashicha is not going to work either, based on the Gemara. Folks quote the Gemara in Ketubos. So therefore, in a situation where it just so happens to be that at that time a kinyin wasn't able to be made, then according to the second mahalach of the Gemara, according to the Ikedah Amri, what Rava says, it will not go through. And in that event, Taka the Shomer won't get the kefil, because he wasn't able to be kinyin. Okay, so two nafkaminas. The first nafkamina is that we don't have shver the kasha of the gizos, and the second nafkamina is that there actually will be a case where it won't work according to the Ikedah Amri. Okay, good? Yes. So the Mishnah told us that if the shomer decides to pay, and he doesn't want to swear, even though he could have sworn, so then he's entitled to the kefal and the alveis. So Zakta Gemara Ramchia Barabba and Rabbi Yochanan. When the Mishnah says that he paid, it doesn't mean that he actually paid. The din is true. Once he offers, since he says, I'm willing to pay, even though he didn't actually pay, that stipulation already is enough for him to be kind of the king. Which would mean that what happens if the animal is stolen in the interim? Between the time that he agrees to pay, like Manny spoke out, and he actually pays, he's acquired. He's able to get the kefil. Okay, so frekta gemara the avos kasha tanan. We have a mishnah. Where's the mishnah? Our very mishnah. Shivim b'leratzel lishava. The mishnah says that when he pays and he doesn't want to swear, he gets the kefil. The gemara's medayik shivim in lo shivim lo. Only when he actually pays, right? So how could you, Rabbi Yochanan, learn that offering to pay is enough? The mishnah says he pays. It doesn't say he offered to pay. The Gemara says, no, wait a second, Eima Seifa, go look in the Seifa. What does the Seifa say? Nishba b'lei ratzel l'shalom. When he swears and doesn't want to pay, then he's not entitled to the kefil. So the diak is, pasha diak, taima d'lei ratzel. The reason he's not entitled to the kefil is because he didn't want to pay. Haratza, but if he did want to pay, he expressed interest in paying, even though he didn't pay. So we have a steer in the Yukum from the Reish in the Seifa, and therefore the Gemara says the Klal, like we've seen before, you can't bring any rice from here. So the Mishnah is inconclusive, and Rabbi Yochanan can say a statement. We don't have a riot to it yet, but we don't have a kasha against it.
What's the concept that in between when I say I'm going to pay and when I actually pay it gets stolen? So why am I in the situation where I'm about to pay? Is it not that it's suspected that it's being stolen?
I didn't say that precisely enough. Not that it gets stolen.
And we find the gun.
And we find the gun. Yes. I'm sorry. Thank you. That's it. It means we find the gun. In other words, with the kefil coming up only happens there. Thank you. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Tanya kivasei de Rabbi Yochanan. So we have a raya, we have a brisa in support of Rabbi Yochanan. Hasai rapar mechaveiro, someone who rents a par mechaveiro v'nignava, and the animal was stolen. V'amar hala, and that guy, meaning the shomer, says, Hareini mishalem, I hereby am willing to pay. V'ein inishman, I don't want to take a shvua. V'achakach nimtza ganav, and then subsequently the ganav was found. The din is mishalem l'shlumei kefil l'seicher. The halacha is that you have to pay, the ganav will have to pay kefil to the seicher. Just a little bit of background information, which is very important to know. Rashi speaks it out over here, so we'll speak it out over here now that we're introducing the concept of a seicher. So Rashi tells us that he's quoting the Gemara later on in Perek HaShoyel, that there the Gemara speaks out, and we mentioned it a little bit on Thursday, there are four types of shomrim, okay, each one with different levels of shmira, that they have a chiyuv of shmira, and therefore they have different dinim. A shomer chinam is only responsible for pshia, and therefore he can always take a shvua that he wasn't pshia, and he'll be pater from everything else. Anything else that happens, he's pater from as long as he takes a shvua. Okay, on the opposite extreme, says Rashi, Vashoel is meshalim what?
Everything.
Okay? Now, it really doesn't mean 100% everything, except for Mesa, Machas, Malachas, we'll see. But a Shoel is chayv to pay for everything. A Seicher, Chazal referred to it as a Noisei Sachar. We call it a Shoemer Sachar, but a Noisei Sachar, someone who takes payment, and a Seicher, so their din is Ptur Mina Oinsin, Chayavim Begneva Vaveda. So they're a potter from Oines, if something which was a total accident that you couldn't expect to happen, that you're going to be potter from, but Gneva Vaveda, you're going to be chayv. And then Rashi tells again in Shoel Pater Mesa Machos Melacha that if while he was working the animal died, if it was Melacha Ruila, it was a normal Melacha that was appropriate to be done, so then he's going to be Pater because he says, well, you're going to hold me responsible, I borrowed it for this purpose and it died, so it's not my fault. By the way, the Gemara, it's interesting, Rashi says the Gemara, we're going to talk about a Machlekes by a Shomer, the din of a Seicher, does he have the halacha of a Shomer Sachar or a Shomer Chinam? It's actually Machlekes Tanoim. Rashi here is going that the Seicher is based on our Gemara. A Seicher would be Chayiv in Gneva Vaveda and Pater only from Onsin like a Shomer Sachar. Okay, so back to the Braisa, then now is going to bring a writer of Yochanan. So the Gemara says, you see from this Braisa that what's the halacha? That the Shomer, that the Seicher over here, once he says Arein Meshalim and he doesn't take a Shvua, he's going to be entitled to the Kefil. Now, what kind of Shvua could he have taken? He's chayiv in Gneva Vaveda. So what do you mean, take a shvua Gneva Vaveda? What happened over here? The Brisa is telling us the case. He had a seicher, and what happened to the animal? It was Nignava. So he's chayiv or potter. According to what we just said in Rashi, he's chayiv. So what kind of shvua could he have taken? In our Mishnah, what was the case? Like Manny was speaking out on the last time. In our Mishnah, we had a shomer sachar. In our Mishnah, we had a shomer chinam, who was potter by Gneva Vaveda. And the Mishnah says, he decided to pay and he didn't want to swear. I mean, he could have just sworn. He could get off the hook. Just swear that he didn't do pshia. Like the Mishnah says, it was nignava and everything's good. But over here, you're chayiv for gnei aveda. So what does it mean that the seicher is deciding to pay and not to swear? He can't swear. Manny, what does Rashi say? Meaning what? Yeah, which is the same thing, right? In other words, to take a shvua that there was an oinus, which would be a false shvua, because we saw in the Braisa the case was nignava. So he's deciding not to swear falsely, okay? Which is what the Rivan really said over there in Tosis in the beginning of the mission. But I'll call upon him that our Braisa, you have to say that his deciding to pay is not stam. Okay, I want to be a good guy, right? It's deciding not to lie, right? It's deciding not to take a shvua sheker. And Rashi says, and that's the Ramasla, Rashi the Ramasla, Seicher Par, Venignava. Rashi, Mikolokam, Im Roitza Leshaker Vilishava Shenensa. Yeah, man, it's one thing. You could have lied and taken a shvua. So the fact that you didn't lie and you decided to pay, So for that, we're going to be makin. So what do you see from the Braisa? The fact that he says that Haredi Mishalim, he's already entitled to the kefil, and that's right to Rabbi Yochanan. Yes, Manny?
The words in the Mishnah, the Lord Ratsa Lishava, the word that he doesn't want to swear, is irrelevant. It's just really dependent on the fact that he pays. I mean, he's not like a good guy. It's not dependent on the debt. It's like, oh, since he was a good guy and didn't swear, chose not to swear, he just paid.
Manny, are you asking Tosfos' kasha, which I asked you on the Bechina that you didn't answer and then I told you today? Is that what you're doing to me right now?
No.
Well, it sounds like it. That was Tosfos' whole kasha. Why is the Mishnah pinning it on the fact that it's lo rotz lishav? That was nignava, right? Dafka nignava, and therefore he's not coming from the words lo rotz lishav. But said that the words nignava says Tosfos implies that he could have taken a shvua because nignava he's not chayef for. So he could have taken a shvua. So Frank Tosfos, why do you have to say that's the case? So the case should be because he paid, right? Right, that's the discussion. So Tosfos says in a chanami, and he brings a rice from our Gemara, man. He's coming from our Gemara. Go back to that Tosfos. Bring a rice from our Gemara. As I said, today's Gemara was that from that Tosfos. Okay. So anyway, Rabbi Yochanan's din is he qualifies the Mishnah really as being more makel for the Shomer and saying that not only paying makes you entitled to the kefil, but even the willingness to pay gives you that. Amar Rav Papa Shomer Chinam. So Rav Papa elaborates a little more on this topic. Amar Rav Papa Shomer Chinam. He goes to a different Shomer. If you're a Shomer Chinam, kevin Shomer Pashati Makle Kfela. By Shomer Chinam, once if you offer to say Pashati, okay. Now here you're being honest. Here we're talking about a case. Obviously there was Pshia. I mean, assuming there was Pshia here, I don't know the guy would say there's Pshia. There's not, right? So here the case where you're being honest and you're saying there was Pshia. So there Makle Kfela, the owner will give you the kefil. The boy, that's the Gemara literally. I'll tell you why I'm saying that in a second. The boy pater nafshe b'gneva aveda, because if he wanted to, he could have said gneva aveda. Now that would have been the truth or a lie. That would have been a lie. But the point is, since he could have lied and got himself out of it, the fact that he does this is going to give him the kefil. What's Rashi doing? Divra masl makni lekfela. What's bothering Rashi, Adin? Makna lake fela. What does Rashi say?
You can derive all the.
No, just the first three. Those first three words there. Makna lake fela. Nikna lo. Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know how to read over here. I'm saying I understand. The Gemara says makna lake fela. So Rashi's telling you different words that happened. Nickname okay, I got it. What do I want Rashi to say, Adin?
Nothing.
Thank you. Right. So what's Rashi doing over here? So what you see a klor diak from Rashi. What he's doing is that Rashi pashab shat makle fele means it's from the perspective of the owner. Everybody learned here from Rabbi Gogak, right? Makne is lashon mafil.
Who learned here from Rabbi Gogak?
Okay, whatever. Mafil. This is not a geshish here. Makne lo kfela means that the owner gave over the kinyan to the koine. Yeah, Rashi's bothered that can't be because the shilos over here, the owner does not have the liberty to do that. When is that happening? When is the owner giving that over? Right at the time that he's paying, you don't. It's not as to give it over anymore. So the shilos, what's bothering Rashi is the makne is the bit of problems. Therefore, Rashi switches it and says it's lav davka. It's lav dafka. What is it? Nikne. It means that he takes possession of it. Right? Based on the original thing that he did, maybe the original deal that they had, he'll now take possession of it. But the owner is not being makne to him. Because, okay, anyway, that's interesting. Diuk there in Rashi. So the kids are back to the din of Rapapa. So Rapapa tells us, Shemer Chinam, because he could have lied, he's going to get the kefil. Shemer Sachar, Kevin Shamar Nignava, Shemer Sachar, since he says Nignava. Again, Nignava is incriminating himself, and therefore he's going to pay for it. So the owner will be Makle Lekvela, or it'll Nignava Lekvela. Why? The boy, Bater Navshe, Bishua Remesa, he could have lied and said what? AC, Yeshua Mesacha could have lied and said what?
Died.
Shua, right? Mesa, it was an accident. It died, or something happened to it that was beyond my control. Shoyel, now this is the first lesson from Papa. Shoyel, Shoyel Mereini Mishalem, if the Shoyel offers to pay, some of your souls say afal pish amarina mishalim. The din is lamaki lake fela. There, the owner is not going to give it over. Why not? But my avaleta miftanavshi. What could he have potted himself with? Right? In other words, the owner is not willing to give it over because he decided to be a nice guy and pay. He had no other option. What else could he say? But mesa machmas malacha. He could have tied mesa machmas malacha. Could have lied. What do you mean mesa machmas malacha l'shiach? That's a very uncommon case. And since it's uncommon, he's not going to be able to get away with that time. You can't just make an uncommon time. It could be, by the way, the Gemara means to say that if you make such a taina, we'll make you prove it. Right? It's such an uncommon... Either the pshat is the guy is not willing to be so bold to make that taina. Really? Or it could be the attacker wouldn't believe him. The bottom line is the guy is not going to make that... It's not going to be easy for him to make that taina. So therefore, he's not being a good guy. Since he's not being a good guy, we're gonna nail. I don't want to be a nice guy. Give it over. Yes, Pesach.
So uncommon that it wasn't mentioned in Shor Sachar.
Mesa Machmas Malach, that the animal won't die while... Yeah, it's not regular Mesa. Okay. Regular Mesa is just animal all of a sudden. I just dropped dead one day. That was a total onus. I couldn't prevent that. Mesa Machmas Malach is, while I was using the animal, it died. Okay, which is the most makel case. Even a shoyl was allowed to get away with that, but that's a very uncommon case. Okay, so Gemara says, Loshriya. So therefore, Rav Papa is also agreeing with Rabbi Yochanan that Oimer is enough, the willingness to pay will already acquire to the Shomer the Kefel, but that's only true by three out of the four Shomer.
What's the Shaila deal? Really, he was at the Masira, like this deal happened. The Shaila is like, have I like activated that community?
Yeah, it's all asking about what the deal was. We know from the Mishnah and the Gemara yesterday, we know that the owner is willing to give it over when he pays. Rabbi Yochanan takes it a step further, so does Rav Papa. Then not only that, you actually pay. If you're willing to pay, I'm already going to give it over. Part of the original deal. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, this is all the first Lishnah of Rav Papa. He got the Amri of Rav Papa. Shoyel Nami gave in Shavarein and Mishale, Machalik Feila. Rav Papa said it even by a Shoyel. Even the Shoyel, the fact that he offers payment is enough. How can he get out of it? Because if he wanted to, he could have parted himself. So according to the second Taina of Papa, the Shoyl could have made that Taina. It would have been a bold Taina, but he could make it and we'd be believed. Okay? So now we have two. So we have two versions of Rav Papa. And they're both discussing the topic of Rabbi Yochanan, but the question is, to what extent does that apply? So now the Gemara Zomler Rizvid says Rizvid Achi Amar Abaye. Rizvid is now responding to the second lesson of Papa, and he's saying, "Listen to what Abaye said. Shoyel ad she is shali. The din of the shoyel is that he only gets it when he pays. It's not enough for him to offer information." I'm arguing on the second lesson. The second lesson says that of Papa holds that even by a shoyel, the fact that he says he's going to pay is enough that for him to be kind of the kefil. Rizvid says no. Abaye says it's only when he actually pays. My time. But why is that? Since all of the hanag belongs to the shoyel, meaning he gets to use the animal for whatever he wants and he doesn't pay nothing for it, so bidibura, with the speech of the the shoyel, lo makni leik fela, the owner won't be makni the kefil. Right? It's a lot of pronouns in one sentence, right? Bidibura, and that's what Rashi is being masbir, right? Rashi, man, you saw the Rashi, bidibura, the hareini mishal, and the dibura of the shoyel, where he offers to pay, is not enough. Lo makni leha bailim. The bailim won't be makni for that. Because according to this svara, what's the svara of Abaye? Because again, all the hanah. Now, kipshuto, Reb Zvid is saying the exact same thing as the first lishon of Papa. Manny, what is Tosfos Medayek, a beautiful diak and afkamina? Right? If you say it like this, we have the first lishon of Papa, yeah, Adin, which is that Amira is good enough by all the Shomerim except for Shoyel. The second lishon says even by Shoyel, and then the third lishon says no, not even by Shoyel, which means like the first lishon. So Reb Zvid and Abaye is Lechara saying the same thing as the first lishon. Comes along Tosfos and says no, there's a beautiful diak. Manny?
Is it not, depending on if this guy were to. The show where make a t'nai that he's like a shomer chinuch, right? If you say that we're going according to the hana, and even if we
right, so the first lishna of Papa said, what's the svara based on?
The first lishna of Papa said that it's based on lo
shchiach. Oh, so what would come out if you made it tonight? Okay, whatever you want. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
If he made it tonight, then he would still get the kefa.
Right, because since you made it tonight that he has the din of a shomer chinam, he could have lied and said.
Gneva vaveda,
right? So is that shchiach or not shchiach? That's shchiach, right? If the whole reason a shoyel is chayev is because his only taina is meisa machmas malacha, and that's a very uncommon taina, I'll never make. So you can easily get around that. If for some reason the shoyel made a deal, let's say I really like this guy, I really like Pesach. Basically, you know, I'm going to give you my phone, and you can, I'll treat you like a shomer chinam. Just don't do pshia, right? So now there's no problem with shchiach because he can get out of it. All he has to say is that it was Gneiva Vega. Is that a Shriach Taina? That's a Shriach Taina. So if you're going with the first Svara of the Lishna Kama of Rav Papa, that's only true when you have a Shoal who has the terms of a Shoal. But a Shoal who has the terms of a Shomer Chinam, he would be able to get out of it. And therefore, his Amira would be enough to be Makim the Kefil. Mashain Ken Mani, if you're learning the Svara is Hanoah.
Learning the Svara is Hanoah, then when he's a Shomer Chinam, then he shouldn't.
Even if he has the din of a shomer chinam, he's still getting all the hana. If I give Pesach, say, listen, Pesach, you can use my phone, but you know what? I'm going to treat you like a shomer chinam. All you have to worry about is pshia. In the end of the day, is he getting all the hana? Did he get the hana eitan or not?
No.
Why not? I'm giving him all the thing. He's getting double hana, right? He's getting all the hana and no responsibilities. So he's getting hana, and therefore, according to this Gemara, according to the Pshat of Rav Zvid, he's not going to be potter.
Why would the person do this?
Again, I like him. Manny, I would venture to guess that most people now that borrow things, the people that really like, do that. If I give you something, Manny, if I gave you something to borrow, right? I'm going to hold you responsible for every... Okay, now I accept it. I'm a seder. Okay, I assume that you're a good guy. You didn't try to ruin it. You know, it's not a crazy thing. Yeah, I make a deal. I'll give you a shot. I really like you. I'll give you. I'm gonna be mashal something to you, but I'll treat you like a light shomer. Okay, so that's the video. So therefore, and Rashi says the Ramas Gona Shalom. Eitan, look at this Rashi. Shahaya Osa Bo Melachto Belo Shem Schar. So therefore, the Bura Neshal, the Bura the Arani Mishal Lo Makli Abaylam Kevo Sheinzu Shum Toiva. This is not a toiva. The fact that you didn't lie. That's not a toiva. You should have done whatever you could to make me happy because I gave you something for free. You're going to be a mamish, a shmendrik about it. I've been giving you this thing. You're going to lie. Of course you're going to take care of me. I'm a nice guy. And I'm helping you out. So therefore, if that's the svara, so then even if you made a deal, even if a shomer chinam, you're still going to have to. I would say it's a culture game. Okay, anyway, that toiva is a beautiful svara. Says the Gemara. We have to move on. Says the Gemara Vayit. Says the Gemara, Tani Kavase, the Reb Zvid, we have a raya that it supports Reb Zvid. Hashoyel parmech from a price, Hashoyel parmech haveiro v'nignava. If a person is a shoyel, borrows a para, and it was stolen, v'kidem hashoyel v'shilin, and the shoyel gets up and pays, v'achach nimtza ganav, and then the ganav is found, m'shalam l'shumi kefal, l'shoyel. So then, halach is you have to pay, l'shumi kefal l'shoyel. What's mevur in the brisa? That the only time the shoyel gets it, Evan, is if he actually paid, but if you offer to pay, he's not going to get it. So that's a right term. So Gemara is like this. Lishon HaKamah of Papa Vadel Avit Yufti. According to the first Lishon of Rav Papa, it's for sure not a kasha. Why? Because the first Lishon of Rav Papa are basically saying the same thing. We just spoke at a nafka mina, but besides that little nafka mina, they're saying the same thing, right? The shoyel does not get off the hook with an amira. So according to the first Lishon, it's for sure not a kasha. Lishon of Basra, but according to Lishon of Basra, Lamed Avit Yufti. Let's say that it's a tiyufta. It sounds like a big tiyufta, right? The second Lishna is saying a shoal does get off with an amira, and the Rebbe Zvid is saying that. So Amal Charav Papa, and this Brisa supporting Zvid says not. Amal Charav Papa, no. Mi alima masnisin dektani chilein vokimna ba'amar. Right? Says the Gemara. What's your big kasha? That the Brisa says that the shoal only gets off when he pays and not when he offers to pay? The Mishnah also said Allah Shem when he pays, and we said it's lav dafka. Rabbi Yochanan, how do we start the sugi? The Mishnah says pay, and Rabbi Yochanan says lav dafka. So just like we lav dafka the Mishnah, we lav dafka the Brisa. Gemara says, no, me dummy. How could you compare the Mishnah to the Brisa? Hasam, in the case of the Mishnah, lo ktani kidding. The Mishnah just says Mishalim. It doesn't say he got up, he went ahead and did it. Hachak Tani Kidin. Here it says he went ahead and did it. So which implies that he went ahead and actually paid. Gemara says no. My Kidin, Kidin Mamar. Kidin doesn't mean he actually paid. It means he got up and he offered. He went ahead and says, you know what, I'm willing to pay. He got up to make the offer. Gemara says, yeah, but having Tani Gabi Soicher, Va'amar V'Gabi Shol Kidin, Shmamina Dafka Ktani. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Earlier when we had the Brisa by Soicher, it doesn't say Kidin. Right? When it comes to Soicher, it says Omar. And when it comes, now when this Brisa is talking about a Shol, it says Kidin? So you can't tell me that Kidin means Kidin Omar. Because when we want to say Omar, we say Omar. You see from the price by the case by circle, we say Omar. So the fact that over there we say Omar, over here we say Kidin implies that Kidin actually means money. It actually means paying. Gemara says, no, me di Gabi Adodi Tanya. Why? You know that these two Brises were taught next to each other? The Brisa we brought earlier in support of Rabbi Yochanan of a Seicher was taught right next to this one. In other words, if you have two Brises that were taught together, and one of them you're telling me the din of a Seicher, and you're saying Omar without Kidin. And then you're telling me the din of Shaul, and you're saying Kidin. Well, obviously, there's a difference in Lashon there to teach you a difference in Allah. But if, you know, one Brice was taught over here in this space Medrash, you know, 25 years ago, and then this Brice was taught a different time, okay, so the Lashonos are not exact, but they mean the same idea. Right? Kidin does not have to be such a major distinction from Omar. So Gemara says, that's a nice try, but Shailinu l'tanoi debayit r'pichiv r'rabi Yosheh, we actually asked the question, we inquired in the Academy of r'pichiv r'rabi Yosheh, and Rashi points out that r'pichiv r'rabi Yosheh, these are the ones that established the brises. Any brises that didn't go through their base medish are not accepted as brises. They are the balabatam on the brises. R'pichiv r'rabi Yosheh. And we asked the v'amri gabad adi tam, and they told us, yeah, they actually were taught together. So now that they were taught together, we can't get out of it, and we have to say that Kidin is dafka, a different lashon. In contrast to the lashon of Omar, Kidin means something else, and therefore Kidin means actually paid, and therefore it's taka araya on the second lishna of Rav Papa. The bottom tesis and Rashi, the Ramaska, lishna kamar, ask are dealing with a very basic problem. Pashup shat kasha, adin, pashup shat kasha. Why does the Gemara need to speak out that the Brisa is not a stira to the first Lishna? The Gemara says, Vadai loebetiyufta Lishna kamdir, Papa Vadai loebetiyufta. The Brisa is for sure not a kasha in the first Lishna. It's only a kasha in the second Lishna. Of course, the Brisa is saying the same thing as the first Lishna. The first Lishna says, you don't get off the hook with Amir, and the Brisa says, you don't get off the hook with Amir. So what? Why does the Gemara feel the necessity to tell me that there's not a stira? Okay, so I don't have time to speak it out, but the Machlekes of Rashi Tosis, Rashi explains that there actually was a Havimino, and Tosis switches the gears to say it actually is a stira. That it's not only is it possible to be a stira, Rashi says it was a Havimino, but it didn't actually happen. See, Tosis, it actually is a stira, and explains the Lomasim. Okay, I'm sure.